Once plants go dormant for the winter, they will not grow again until certain conditions are met that reinitiate growth processes. Plants are vulnerable to damage not only at the onset of winter or during the dormancy period itself, but they're also vulnerable to injury at the end of winter when days start getting longer and temperatures begin to warm up. It would be injurious or possibly lethal for a plant to come out of dormancy before all risk of freezing had passed. To avoid this, there are a number of triggers that initiate the release from dormancy. One trigger is a chilling requirement, or some minimum number of days of exposure to cold temperatures between 0 or 5 degrees C before buds will come out of dormancy. On the flip side of that is the heat sum, or number of degree days above a 5 degree C threshold. The more warmer days there are, the more that gibberellins and cytokinins build up, plant hormones that stimulate bud break. The increased availability of moisture is another trigger. As snow melts and soil thaws, water begins to be taken up, reversing dehydration and allowing cells and tissues to enlarge. And finally, the increase in nutrients to support growth as they're released from decaying leaf litter. Each of these factors plays a role in telling the tree when it's time to come out of dormancy and resume growth.